Hour number four of First Up here on TSN 1050. Karolnik and Koliakovo with you, and I'm looking at an email from our boss, Stephanie Appolito, Carlo, that says, I don't know if this is public knowledge. Am I not supposed to talk about this?
Probably not yet.
Oh, you don't think so?
Let's wait on confirmation.
Okay. All right. Well, there's a big announcement coming up on Overdrive today. Probably not to the extent of them hosting the Maple Leafs panel a couple weeks ago. But my understanding is that it's going to be a very big show.
Yes.
Very big.
Very big.
Very
yes.
big show. So you're going to want to tune in at
Massive
4 o'clock.
Show.
Indeed, indeed.
What are you laughing at?
I don't know. I just think it's funny. But yeah, we'll open up the phone lines for Wake Up Woodbridge in just a moment. And the number is 416-870-1050. We'd love to know what the audience feels about the Canadian men's soccer team following a very disappointing result yesterday against Croatia. They're eliminated from the World Cup. They do have one more game on Thursday against Morocco where they will F Morocco up. I'm saying it, not John Herdman. Probably not the same type of vibe, say, coming from me as opposed to the coach. But in any case, that's what they're going to do on Thursday. And what we're going to do on First Up is Wake Up Woodbridge.
Time to make the call.
Now, what's this number? Who making this call? I don't know what's this number. What is this number?
Wake Up Woodbridge.
One Jordan.
Wake Up Woodbridge.
That's right.
So wake me up.
I always laugh at myself when I hear
me
that.
Too. It is good. I wrote F Morocco up on Twitter. Matthew Cause writes, hashtag make sweet tender love to Morocco. All right. Whatever you want to do, Matthew. You can hear Matthew on gameplay from 2 to 4 p.m. here on TSN 1050. All right. Let's go
you
to
can
the phones.
Suck at FIFA.
Oh, wow. How did you have that drop ready to go, Chrissy? Well done.
You can suck at FIFA.
Okay. We heard it the first time. Jack from Uxbridge, he kicks off Wake Up Woodbridge today. What's up, man? How are you?
Good morning, boys. Oh, I'm good. I just getting my chuckle out of me from the humor of Cause, which I love. I love his humor. Anyway, he makes me smile every day. His head's a little warped. He's in places that people don't normally go to, and he goes there quite often. So it's quite humorous to hear his comments. But anyway, you know, guys, I'm usually down on the Leafs, but I got to tell you know what I always say? You know, I always criticize them for not playing as a team. And what I see happening with all the injuries, I finally am seeing them play team hockey, which they're there supporting one another. They're doing their job. You know, I love to see Sandin mix it up when someone, you know, took a little bit of a shot against Matthews. That to me, everything I'm seeing, I like Sjogren, always have, and I'm hoping they keep this going. But when those big boys come back and all the guys, if they get back into, it's all about me and it's about points and it's not about the team play, I think they're back into that mess. But I love what I'm seeing right now, guys.
Jack, couldn't agree more, buddy. You got to give credit where credit's due with this Maple Leafs team because we're so quick to criticize with this team and rightfully so early on in the season when they basically allowed us to because it was their play that dictated the criticism. But now, with that way that they're playing and the style of play that they're playing, they're getting results, they're playing good team hockey, and they're playing confident. And a lot of that has to do with, you know, some of the way the players are playing, some of the way that the coaches is coaching, and obviously can't disregard the way the goaltender is playing, and that's Matt Murray.
No, that's exactly it. And if you told me with all the injuries that they've suffered so far this season, Muzzin and Riley and Brody, you would never in a million years expect them to be 13-5-5. And Matt Murray and Samsonov, how could I forget those two, also being banged up. They have been very resilient in the face of adversity this year. This is a season that could have gone really off the rails, but they righted the ship, and I think their best players have been excellent of late, and they're going to need to continue to be excellent considering all the injuries they continue to suffer on the back end. Let's go to line one, Joe in Mississauga. What's up?
Joey.
Oh, sorry, we lost Joe. Joe, give us a ring back, 416-870-1050. We'll get you back.
Did we lose line three, too?
I think we did lose Lance. I don't know if the calls are dropping right now. But anyways, call us back, 416-870-1050. The Leafs, they've got Detroit tonight. That's going to be a tough test. That's another team that we knew was going to be better than they were last year. They've been kind of a laughingstock of the NHL, frankly, for basically since you left the team, since Zetterberg, Datsyuk, and Koliakovo departed the Red Wings. But they've been really good this year. They're 11-5-4. And how about the goaltending that they've received from Ville Husso, their big free agent acquisition?
Yeah.
He has been excellent, and they're getting a lot of contributions from Dylan Larkin. How about Kubalik, who has come over from Chicago, has been really impressive, over a point a game, so that'll be a big test for the Leafs tonight. We've got Rob in Woodbridge on line one, one of our favorite callers. Hey, Rob.
Guys, I dropped off, but miraculously I came back. I
nice. Thought,
well, this will be a horrible, you know, way to start off the week. But anyway,
no kidding.
Happy Monday. Just a couple quick comments. Kudos to Hall. I got to tip my hat to him. How he somehow turned around his game. He's been playing excellent. I know he's taken a lot of heat from the fans, including myself, but. Tip my hat to him. He's really turned it around. I'm actually also, you know, looking forward to Samsonov coming back with him and Murray. We got quite the duo going here, so that's really exciting as well. And then I'll end it off with the Canada-Croatia game. I mean, I'm not going to blame, you know, Herdman on the comments he made, but, you know, at the end of the day, you just have to, you know, learn to keep your mouth shut. You never want to, you know, poke the bear, especially a team like Croatia. If you read up on their history, their culture, especially when it comes to soccer, I mean, they are crazy mad about that sport. So whether that influenced the outcome of the game, but hey, listen, Canada's come a long way, but watching them, it just shows how much longer they still have to go to start competing with some of the likes of Croatia and the European powers. Have a great day, guys.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate the call. And look, it's I think Rob sort of, you know, shared the same feelings that at least most people in Toronto would feel about this Maple Leafs team and about Canada. Again, everybody has their own opinion on what John Herdman did. I don't have a problem with it. I don't make a big deal of it. At the end of the day, the players got to go out and still play the game. And for 30 minutes there, when they play with the lead, you thought that you know, maybe they could find a way to pull this off, but clearly something changed in their strategy, and obviously something changed in Croatia's strategy, because they just took it to Canada, and Canada had no answer.
Well, now it kind of brings up a question for us on this show, like who are we supporting going forward? Obviously Canada on Thursday against Morocco, but do we back Croatia? Is that going to be our team? We need to adopt a team. Any thoughts as to who we could become fans of?
Well, I know we joked about it with James, but there's still a way for Canada to F Croatia if they lose to Morocco, and obviously Belgium and Croatia. I think Belgium has to beat Croatia in order for them to advance. So there's still a way for that to happen.
So you want Canada to tank against
Absolutely
against
not.
Morocco.
Absolutely not. No. That's not what I'm referencing at all. I would still love to see Canada get a result. I think it would be massive for their program, massive for their confidence going into the four-year training for the next World Cup, knowing that you've gotten this experience with this young group of players out of the way. I mean, look, I think we did predictions before the tournament started about, you know, winning the World Cup. I think France was a common pick by both of us. I would still love to see France find a way because they've got, you know, one of the best players in the world. I would love to see Argentina win.
That's a good story.
I know not many people would sort of agree with my thinking, but when you got Lionel Messi, who's one of the best players to ever play the game of soccer, you know, you'd want football. Okay, soccer, football, whatever you want to, however you want to categorize it. But
footy,
I would love to see him win.
Well, how about our boy 20 Fingers, who has Portuguese roots? I mean, we could support him. That's not the worst idea either. That could become our team. We could adopt him.
From me being Italian, it's almost a sin to cheer for Portugal, but a listener just texted in, and maybe this is our boy, Christoph Mamona. He said, boys, support Poland.
Yes. Well, right? I, Mike, the name Karolnik is from Poland. My grandparents are from Poland, so I could support the Polish. Lewandowski,
maybe could Denmark. Be my guy.
Denmark. Denmark. We do have a wager on Denmark plus 2,700. So,
how about the way they lost that game on the weekend to France in the 88th minute? Mbappe broke their hearts again. Now they need a win.
It's crazy to see the athleticism of some of these guys, Mbappe, but even Alphonso Davies, like when he is running full speed, it's nuts. It's like Usain Bolt.
It's like a cheetah, man. He's quick.
So
he's fast. Like, he's got that cheetah agility. It's crazy, man.
Yeah,
absolutely
it's a lot
crazy.
Of fun.
Look, for me, I'll be honest with you. I have no horse in the race for the World Cup, but I absolutely love watching it. I love watching it because it's a sport that really unites a whole country. And I would just love to see an underdog. Like, I love the underdog story. Like, Ghana, a team that I said on my bed and breakfast bet, plus 200 today against South Korea. They're up 2-0 in this tournament. And they've looked so impressive in this tournament. They lost 3-2 to Portugal in their opening game. Now they've got a 2-0 lead on South Korea. Like, I just want to see, and I know, like, especially in World Cups, you always see these underdog stories find a Cinderella run. But at the end of the day, it's always a top country that wins. And I still think you'll see that in this. But I would love to see a Cinderella story with maybe one of these African teams or
that would be cool.
Whoever it may be. It would be cool to follow their run.
So Ghana's up 2-0 on Korea right now. They're in the 55th minute. You could watch it on TSN. Later today, a couple great games. Some all-time greats will be in action. You'll see Brazil versus Switzerland at 11 a.m. Eastern time and Portugal taking on Uruguay at 2 p.m.
Uruguay.
So, Uruguay. I don't know how to say anything.
Zach texted in and said, support the Netherlands.
Yeah, I could get back. I can get behind the Netherlands. Show to the Netherlands.
Didn't they have a tough loss? They had a tough loss the other day to Iran. They lost to Iran.
No, they didn't. 20 fingers. Who did
Netherlands lose to?
We'll find that out, and we'll fill you in on the other side. What was the answer, Chrissy? They tie. They drawed with Senegal, so that's what happened with the Netherlands. Ecuador. We have no idea what we're talking about.
Oh, it's Ecuador, yes.
Anyways. You know, today's been a tough day. We can't pronounce any names. We're calling everybody Brandon. Yeah. I don't know what we're doing today, but we're going to get it right. We're going to get it right.
Brandon and Golden.
Yeah, the Vegas Golden Raiders.
What the hell are you laughing at, cheese?
Brandon. By the way, the official tally, 14 left in the first
Survivor
Pool. So
somebody got one person.
Somebody
got eliminated.
Was eliminated. That is embarrassing. How do you
so
not
it had
Miami?
It had that person had either Tampa Bay or Seattle.
Yeah, they weren't listening to me when I said that Cleveland was going to beat Tampa Bay.
Yeah,
but
they sure didn't.
14 left as of today. Brian Hurst, Cam Hawes tied for first with 1,055 points. They're in the mix for the free set of Rodex tires with free installation at your local Cal Tire plus $2,500 cash. Before we go, legendary patients deserve a legendary hospital. Help us build the new SickKids by becoming a monthly donor. Your donations will help build an expanded neonatal intensive care unit, new state-of-the-art operating suites, and deliver more care to more children in need. Go to tsn1050.ca to become a monthly donor. Now your donation will be triple matched every month for a whole year. And tune into News Talk 1010's Gift of Giving for Sick Kids, December 15th from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m. to hear how your donation will help save the lives of our most vulnerable children. Aaron Rose from Sports Illustrated on the Raptors ahead of a big one tonight against the Cavs. That's in 15 minutes here on First Up. This is TSN 1050.